T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now it's time for wise words from the Dolphins head coach, Brian Flores. It's time for philosophy.
If we do all the right things, then, you know, the results, they take care of themselves.
Yes.
If they catch you in the area where you're a little bit weak, you need to understand that and do everything you can to limit the bad plays.
Speak it into existence, coach.
To
verbal tick or subliminal message. I hear you, Coach Flo. Wink, wink, Tua.
Clear as day. He knows it. Look, his players are out there saying they were construction workers. This is like a car accident or something like that. I don't know what the hell Kilgore was talking about, to be honest with you. But Coach Flores, if you listen to his press conferences, you know what he's saying. He knows. He goes. He might as well be up there winking at you the entire time. Maybe you think he's talking in Morse code with his eyes. He's not. He's just letting you know, I got it for you. Don't worry. We're going to bring this. Hey, I know. Coach Flores should look at his fans this week and should be, look, I know we have a challenging road ahead. We're taking on a lot of bums. The Redskins, they're a disaster. The Jets, I mean, look at that. I replaced that guy. I'm here for a reason. Bengals. And so you Dolph fans may be out there worrying that you're not going to get this number one pick. Rest assured, I will take you to the promised land. He will be looked upon as a hero, Brian Flores. Some people may look and say, oh, what coach doesn't want you to win? Nah, he's doing it for the betterment of the franchise. He's got that in mind. Eyes on the prize. Even through adversity, you will come through the calm of the storm. Or something like that. He knows what he's got to go out there and do. The mission is clear. And really, you should respect it. I'll tell you what. Not a lot of coaches who have been around here have fulfilled promises and expectations. He has, thus far. Better than anybody else in the history of the NFL. So if he's able to go out there and land you Tua, or whoever the number one overall pick is, with a big offer, bravo.
It's like our old quote, you know, character isn't made in a bed of roses and sunshine. Like steel, it's forged in fire in between a hammer and an anvil. Right now, we're between the hammer and the anvil. This is the NBA.
That's right, except this is tanking. What Eric Spoelstra said there, that could be Brian Flores. Like, tanking is made and forged in the fire of iron or whatever the hell he was talking about.
It's not a bed of roses.
It's not a bed of roses, all right? If you thought you were going to come in here and tanking was going to be just laying on a bed of roses, obviously you don't know tanking. Tanks are very uncomfortable. You know? That's why they try and avoid them at all costs. It's not like you got a lazy boy in there. You know, everybody may think it's comfortable like Power Rangers. It's not. This isn't Voltron, okay? You got to be scrunched in there. It's iron. It's hot. A little fan blowing. I don't know why I picture it being like Ace Ventura being in the mechanical rhino, but you guys know what I'm talking about. Flores is out here trying to, do a job, and he's doing it and sending you messages, letting you know he's going to get this done. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
The Panthers were losers last night, 6-3, out in the old BB&T Center.
So bad, man.
4-0 in the first period.
It really is a help. Like, you know, it's one of those things where you're looking up at this, and the other thing is I'm there with my daughter, so she loves the Panthers. And it was in the midst of them being down 3-0. I'm like, it's all right. They just got to stop the bleeding here, and they can come back from 3 and then 4-0. And I'm like, all right, that didn't look great. She goes, what just happened? I'm like, well, they're down 4-0 now. They got to score at least 5 goals to win. And then as soon as the second period starts, we're like, all right, we'll go get some snacks. It'll be all right. And then the second period starts. Bob is sitting down now. And then it's 5-0. I'm like, well, that doesn't look great. At least it was on the other end. It wasn't in front of her little eyes. It was a bad night. It was a bad night at the old BB&T in the Panthers' den. It was tough.
Well, at least they got a couple days until the next game. Their next game, I believe, is Friday at Buffalo.
I know. They're starting a 3-game road trip. You know, maybe it'll be a little bit of unity out there on the old road. I don't know.
The Heat, they did win last night 107-89. Tyler Hero, you know, 18 Hero points.
Awesome.
They're back again in action tonight in Charlotte, 7:30 tip-off, which I believe it's ISO Tiger again doing the pregame at 6:30.
Yeah, all right.
I can't imagine Zazzle doing the pregame on the holy day.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are there because I don't know when it ends.
Oh, yeah. I think it ends like at 7, maybe 7:30.
Yeah, then he can't. But he's not going to do it.
You can't do pregame, man.
I mean, ISO Tig was good. I listened to ISO Tig on the way back from the Panthers game. He was good.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
I got the whole recap of what Tyler Hero did yesterday. Fantastic. One of the things that was tough, though, I will say, about the ride home. This is tough, Leroy. All right, so you know how I am as a sports fan, right?
Yeah.
Very loyal. And so we get in the car, and my daughter, you know, she's upset about the loss. Big Panthers fan. We don't call a little ice for nothing. And she sits in the car. She goes, I miss Roberto. I'm like, what? Excuse me? Excuse me? She goes, I miss Roberto. Roberto wouldn't have allowed that many goals. I'm like, He goes, she starts interrogating me. She goes, where is he? Where is Roberto? I said, he retired. She goes, what does that mean? I said, retired is you've worked for a very long time and you're done doing that career. She goes, well, bring him back. I'm like, no. They got this good goaltender now. His name is Bobrovsky, a.k.a. Bob. She goes, well, someone will want to tell Bob to practice more. I was like, damn. And so I'm trying to explain to her, Leroy. I'm like, he does practice very hard, Bobrovsky. All right. I've seen him personally practice. He practices very hard. She goes, not enough.
Doesn't help matters. He was at the beach the day before. I don't know if she knew that.
She didn't know that. I didn't want to add fuel to the fire. She was already fired up. She misses Roberto Luongo, and she's not a believer in Bobrovsky, which I am a believer in Bobrovsky. I love Bob. And Lil Ice is out here telling you, no, I miss Roberto. Where is he? I don't understand. Roberto wouldn't let up 5 goals, which I don't know how many, which Bob didn't. He let up 4. They didn't allow him to go out there and let up 5. But nonetheless, I don't know how many 4-goal periods Roberto Luongo's had in his career. Either way, Lil Ice was not impressed. What else you got, Robbie?
Oh, yes, and we got some baseball playoffs tonight. 2 Game 5s. I don't care what B says.
Game 5s, baby!
Got happy hour action starting at 5:02. I don't know why 5:02. Why not just say 5:00? But yeah, Braves and Cardinals game 5 in Atlanta tonight, and then the nightcap at 8:30. You got the Dodgers and the Nationals out in LA, 8:37. 2 game 5s.
I love it.
It's action. I love it.
I can't wait to watch the Braves choke it away tonight. That's gonna be great.
You think?
Yeah.
Now who?
Triple M might come out tonight to celebrate.
So the Cardinals, the Braves had a better record than the Cardinals.
Correct.
And Houston had a better record than
Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Who are you more shocked that's in a game 5?
It's baseball. Like, weird things happen.
No. I'm more shocked about Houston, right?
Houston's odds were right. very large.
Houston was up 2-0.
Yeah, their odds were very large. And the Braves are the Braves.
The Braves are the Braves. The Braves. I mean, once a game, I send a text. Braves, quite frankly,
I'm shocked the Braves haven't been eliminated in 4 because they're the Braves. And
well,
they
no, they always – no, but here. They always go to 5. And they always go to 7.
And they always lose.
Right.
They've never
but
won
that's
game
what
5.
They do. That's Braven. Braven is not getting swept.
Braven is
going to, like, game 7 and then wetting a bit.
Yeah. They should have the Braves, they have their unwritten rules. Their written rules should be we lose game 5.
It is written. It's never been done. They have never won one. Stats.
I love it. Who's pitching for them tonight?
What
do
about
you have
the Dodgers? Dodgers are going to game 5 too, aren't they?
Yeah, yep. But at least the Nationals have like a couple ace pitchers. Like, you can see why that series would go 5.
Right.
Yeah. The Braves.
Oh, Foltynewicz pitching tonight for the Braves. Mike Foltynewicz.
I'm always impressed in a Braves game when I tune in. It's not Julio Teheran. Because I feel like he pitched. I feel like there's nine Julio Teherans.
He always pitching against the Marlins.
And he's always pitching against the Marlins. Like when Ozuna came up, they're like, oh, here's Marcell Ozuna. Here's his career against Julio Teheran. He's had 470 at-bats in his career against Julio Teheran. Because I see the Marlins play. He pitches against them nine times a season. It's ridiculous. Crazy. What else you got, Robbie?
Apparently, Leroy was right that Jaron Williams was injured this whole time. Ooh. And the Canes finally revealed it.
It was a shocker.
I mean, what is that thing that he had under his arm? What is that?
Something to give it to some support.
So, like, he had, like, a sling, basically?
Right.
Jeez. Like, and they really didn't want
to. Or they could have taped it up with some, what do they call that? Physio tape?
What does that do?
Kind of, like, foot pain and stuff like that.
Like, it stretches it out or something?
I don't know the exact what it does, but it's called physio tape.
Yeah, I've just never seen a tape job like that. It was just weird to look at.
Yeah. Depending on what was wrong with it, they...
And the line keeps going back up to it's still minus 2.5 for the Canes. It got down to like 1, and now it's back up 2.5.
How?
Swag, bro. What swag does Virginia have?
But not even
swag ain't in Vegas.
There's not even a chance that the swaggiest of swag Canes fan can feel good about Friday night. Not a chance.
If you say the Canes have no chance, you're a hater.
Not even that redheaded lady dressed like a gladiator who they kept cutting to during the game.
Oh.
There's not a chance that a Canes fan, not saying that you don't think they can win, but there's not a Canes fan that feels great about their chances.
Giving points.
That Canes fan can't. I'm not saying don't believe in your team, and I'm not saying
they've only covered
they
once this year, right?
They covered against Florida as underdogs.
Okay, yeah, twice.
Nobody counts Bethune-Cookman, so that's really the only one.
So their record, is the same whether the point spread is applied or not.
Yeah. Crazy. So yeah, it's been. I don't understand it. Now
Virginia's ranked too.
Nkosi's going to have a full week of prep, basically, knowing he's the quarterback. I mean, I guess it's not a full week because the game's on Friday, so it's a short week.
But Virginia also has a full week too to prepare for Nkosi.
Not only full, and plus they already had a bye, and I'm sure that they'll use their bye much better than the Canes did.
Long as you get your two full days of work, you're getting a full weekend.
So you'll be okay.
So like on Fridays. On Fridays, you only do, like, walkthroughs anyway. So you move that to Thursday. So you have a Tuesday, Wednesday practice, Thursday kind of, you know, shell practice where you do special teams, or just walkthroughs and stuff like that, and then game day.
Text writes in, wow, Tobin's raising a Tobin. Who knew? I didn't expect her to go so hard at Bobrovsky after one game watching him live. I mean, it was right in front of her very eyes. Where's Roberto? Are you bleeping kidding me?
Somebody said injured, BS. Williams had many obstacles, and they were all Virginia Tech. Dude, you could tell by the way
There's
he was throwing.
No obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
You could tell by the way he was throwing the ball. Like, stop.
It's just it's very uncharacteristic.
Right. Soon as he threw three picks and they pulled him, I said, man, something ain't right.
Right.
Something ain't right. Like, when somebody's so far away from how he's played all year, you can come to the conclusion that something's not right.
You know what? The only thing that I find frustrating about it, and I don't know why this has to be the case, because they're so secret with injuries, basically in football in general, but even in college, they're like upper extremity, lower extremity. They don't even say what body part it is, even though we all know it's a shoulder.
Right.
Why then in a press conference do you say, well, we just felt that he gave us the best chance to win? Why don't you say
you throw him under
up?
The bus even more?
Right Why not say that he's banged up, he tried to go through
point.
It
that's the whole point I made on Monday.
It's just weird.
It's crazy. Like, wow,
you're more infatuated with keeping secrets than you are
protecting
your guy.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a strange culture, man.
It seemed as if though,
and I don't think
after the game that but
And I don't think it's a Manny thing exclusively. Right. I think it's a football thing.
Here,
I find it strange.
Question. You think he did that, all you're talking about, by saying one phrase, Jaron's our starting quarterback next week? That's his way of saying, I understand what your situation is. You're still our guy? Because
yeah,
that's kind of how they do it, right?
But the other thing that's odd about that is, what if – why say he's the starter – and then had that whole confusion that goes with Dan Enos.
They probably just hadn't talked.
Like, did they just want to give him? Because I guess he took snaps. Like, did they just want to see how would he react after a couple days off?
I'm gonna refer back to however Coach Diaz answered the question.
Said Darren was the starter, so
then sounds good to me.
Okay, that's why I want to clarify. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean he already answered it, so.
So now let me tell you about Dan, right?
Where's Dan?
No, now he's pissed off. Why? If he already answered that question, he's the head coach. Why would you come and undermine it by asking me?
I think the reason was because I think that he said in the pregame. I think the way that press conference went was he had said that we're going to see who the best guy is in practice.
But somebody asked him about the starting quarterback.
No, I think somebody came.
I got the first sound.
Okay, give me the first sound, Robbie.
Coach Diaz will ultimately make that decision on what he wants to do. But I think the big thing, Coach, you know, and I talked about was he wanted to just kind of see how Jaren responds. You know, this is kind of the first adversity he's faced, and so we'll just, you know, I don't know if there's an exact formula how these things work out, but we'll get a feel for how these two guys prepare this week and how they practice, and then Coach, I know, will make a decision he thinks is best for everybody in the organization.
So that's it.
Now,
so like,
right,
he's out there.
I didn't hear that first part, because he basically, see, we only played that. Mm-hmm. We didn't play that first part, and then we played him responding to somebody saying Manny Diaz said he was the coach. He said, oh, well, I guess we'll go with that. He started the conversation by saying whatever Manny decides, without knowing himself that Manny had already said something.
Still weird, though.
Sure.
And the other thing is, they're still putting it under the guise of we're going to see how he bounces back from adversity, when it should be we'll see how he bounces back from his injury.
Right. Which would, it again, a lot of times you do that not for the psyche of the fans, right? But you do that for the psyche of your team. You say, look, man, you tell your team, I put my man in a bad spot, right? He's a little banged up, and, you know, he's still banged up. He tried to play hurt. You got to let the team know that, right? You have to. So they don't think this guy's just hot garbage.
Crazy to me, man. Crazy. You can actually show 6, 7, 9, 7, 4. We got Robbie's power ranking of prospects coming up in about a half hour's time. Are you ready for that, Robbie?
Oh, man. I could have done 32.
He told me he had a list of 32. I'm like, why don't we keep it to 5 today?
Really? What?
That's the first round, 32.
Could you imagine a segment where we go through 32 players?
No. No, all I'm telling you is if we ever do that, you better have snacks.
Those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat, and Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. So coming up on November 16th, it is our dribble drive against cancer. Zaslow is going to be leading the way as we have the dribble drive challenge going 13.8 miles from Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall all the way to the American Airlines Arena. There's also going to be the dribble drive from Vizcaya to the arena and the dribble drive dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena. You guys can form teams now and donate. Just visit heathelpcure.org. We got Robbie's prospect power ranking coming up in about 20 minutes time, as he is going to power rank the prospects the Dolphins could possibly draft this season in Las Vegas. Very exciting, Robbie.
And, you know, the Dolphins have multiple first-round picks, so it's not just going to be two out there.
All right. I mean, maybe they'll have multiple top five picks. Who knows where where the Steelers season goes after Mason Rudolph got knocked the bleep out.
Devlin Hodges now has a week. Teams have a week to prepare for Devlin Hodges now.
I don't think you need to prepare for Devlin Hodges.
I mean, he wasn't bad when he came in relief.
That's what I'm saying, though.
That's like, what they said, like, about Tom Brady.
I feel like most people come in relief and they do better. I mean, look, Matt Moore was better in relief. Practice was not good for Matt Moore. It was bad. It was detrimental to his career. He was the only quarterback who this guy is actively better just coming in a situation, and he could just come in relief and zing the football around.
Fitzpatrick.
Get some complexities. Fitzpatrick's more of a, you know, you just expect the good run of Fitzpatrick, and then eventually he'll just go and be who he normally is.
He has a limited amount of ammo.
Correct.
Once he runs out.
But that ammo is shot as if he is an Uzi.
Oh yeah, he's gonna give you.
He's like an automatic weapon. So he's gonna go down blazing, and then you'll be left with no bullets.
Yep.
That's how that rolls. So, you know, we got that going, man. You can text the show at 67974. He goes, nothing to see here. Tanking for Tua with the first pick in the 2020 NFL draft. The Miami Dolphins are going to select unknown defensive end from Appalachian State and his family. And then Tua will become the greatest quarterback of all time.
Who's talking about HIPAA laws?
People are saying they can't disclose injuries because of HIPAA laws with Jaren Williams. And I'm not even saying to specifically say what's wrong with him, but they can't say that he's banged up. That's against HIPAA? I don't think that's true.
That's not true.
That doesn't sound like a
thing. No. They do in the NFL.
Yeah, injury reports.
Yep.
All the time.
The only league that doesn't do it is hockey. Because the guy's leg could be off his body and it'll go lower body injury.
Yeah, lower body. He's missing all his teeth? Upper body.
Yep.
That's it. That's all you can go with. And then if you try and ask Quinville, he'll just be like, what are you saying, Coach Q? What is wrong with him? Did you imagine you're trying to go to Coach Quinville with an injury? He's going to be like, injury. He's like, well, are you dead? It feels like Quinville would ask you, are you alive?
He kind of has a feel in a major league. Manager.
Yeah, he looks like hockey.
So get Dorn out there.
He looks like hockey Lou Brown. Enough of this old label, Bleep Bobrovsky. Get yourself in front of that puck.
Is there anybody in sports that's like Dorn?
Roger Dorn?
Roger Dorn.
Like this is just all about business and himself?
Or just not getting hit? Would you say that's Ted Ginn? He ain't about contact.
Ted Ginn's a little bit like that. I mean, I would say from the marketing standpoint, because Roger Dorn was very into his marketing, Baker Mayfield has been like that lately.
Woo.
He's a little bit like Roger Dorn. He goes, all right, guys, I just want you to know, do you think week 7 is too early for a Baker Mayfield week? Year 2. I mean, give me one more Baker Mayfield commercial. Now,
that doesn't help either, right? That doesn't help. Like
all the commercials?
If,
no.
No, I would say if he was – I'd say more humble and less in your face with everything that is Baker Mayfield, that you would be a little more sympathetic to what he's going through and say, oh, it's second year, take some adjustment. You give him that benefit of the doubt. Would you not?
Yeah. No. I mean, it's twofold. I do like the fact that there's somebody who's a bit of a different personality.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. It never works, man.
Yeah, because it feels, you know what?
When you haven't seen it before, it has a reason.
I will say, it does feel like Gardner Minshew's kind of got that cool factor to him, but he is not in your face with everything.
Right. There's something to be said about that. Just look down south.
Fake mustache, too. I mean, like, he doesn't wear the mustache as well as Gardner Minshew. Let's be honest. He looked a little bit weird with his facial hair. Right? Mm-hmm. Like he was playing pretend.
Right.
Gardner Minshew, that's a man's mustache. That's a Quinville mustache.
Ooh, somebody said Tom Brady. No.
Nah, Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady doesn't like getting hit, but
yeah, but Roger Dorn was never gonna be a Hall of Famer.
Rashad Jones is kind of playing like Roger Dorn in that last game against the Chargers.
He's taking business decisions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dominican Sue's done some business decisions. Yeah. Let him run up the middle. Whatever. What do we have? 5 wins? Never mind.
Jeez.
I'm not going to clang at everybody for this. No reason for that.
$100 million of cap space.
Yeah, well.
You can get whatever player you want until you change the attitude after losing so much. Like, it's going to be the same old thing.
Tex writes in there, we just violated the oath of Fitzpatrick. Not true.
Nope.
The oath only pertains to play on the field this year. We were simply stating what Ryan Fitzpatrick is as a player over the span of his career. Therefore, not in violation of the oath. Not that it's going to be a problem.
I got to tell you.
I don't know if he's starting a game again this year.
I got to tell you. After watching what this team's gone through the first 4 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
That oath would have been tough.
Yeah.
You almost broke it. You were very close.
Well, I was
never close.
No. You can't say that you weren't close. You can't say that you weren't close. We read the text. It was for sure there. Now that's not a problem because it's going to be Rosen the rest of the year.
All right. Barring,
barring him getting destroyed by this offensive line, which is quite possible as well.
The funny thing about sports is whenever you say, I'm glad that bum's out of the game, it never fails. The guy in front of him gets hurt, and then you have to go bum.
I think that's going to be interesting, though. Like, what if the Dolphins, like, could you imagine, is this Dolphins team in any way, shape, or form talented enough to, like, actually go on a run against these terrible teams?
No.
Like, anyway, there's no shot, Robbie, like, that they can eke out, like, four wins and then just ruin this entire thing?
They are. And everybody's going to be pissed off.
The Bengals, the Redskins, and the Jets.
Twice.
Even though the Jets are getting back Sam Darnold, I don't trust Adam Gase to coach that dude up.
Yeah?
No way!
The Dolphins have no pass rush, like any average mediocre
quarterback. They got Taco!
Yeah, his one sack a game.
Yeah, he's
Sack a game.
He's the most.
You wish.
That's the only sack the team gets.
He's at a kid. He's on a Cam Wake pace in his Dolphins career.
Nah, Taco's been good, but that's it. You get
has
the one
Taco
sack.
Been good because he's gotten a sack?
Yeah,
like
yes,
that's
anybody who does anything good on this
you
team.
You know that doesn't determine whether you're playing well.
Oh, I mean, whatever, man. Like that's how we grade Josh Rosen. We're like, that was a good half of football. And then he'll spend the rest of his half on his ass.
Right.
Just getting destroyed and throwing interceptions. And we're like, well.
Oh. Isn't it funny? All these teams scrambling for a kicker, and the special teams player of the week was a kicker.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Texter writes in, are we really going to knock Baker Mayfield for not turning down money by doing endorsements? Come on,
no,
guys.
No. That's not here. It's in conjunction with his attitude and how he's in your face and then how he's performing.
Mm.
When you add all that together, then it all becomes one giant critique. You critique everything, but it's basically based on his lack of performance.
Nobody had more hype going into this year than him. Like, it's tough to go into a year where you are the reason, like, you're the reason a franchise that has had no hope has hope and has swagger and has all that stuff. So on top of doing the commercials, you talk bleep to everybody. You're, mother bleeping Rex Ryan or Colin Cowherd or whoever, which is fine. I don't have a problem with him clapping back at media guys. That's all good. But with bad performances is going to come with people piling on your ass like
everything.
Crazy.
Right. But again, he could have been humble with this whole situation, and you see the commercials, and there's nobody that did more commercials than Peyton Manning.
Nobody.
Right?
But did he do it year two? Because remember, year one was pretty rough.
No, he was probably 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Right? Well, times have changed with that now. Soon as everybody wants to get on the hot guy.
That's true.
So I'm not even going to judge him.
I'm expecting Minshew to be on every other commercial by next week.
But here, he could have been more humble about his situation in general. He could have the same attitude. He could have the same feelings about people that aren't on his team. All that stuff. But you can't be so abrasive that when things aren't going well, people don't double tap and try to find even more stuff to get back at you. That's what's happening to him.
All right, from the studios that brought you Robbie's Magnificent Seven and Robbie's Draft Room. Coming up next, Robbie's Prospect Power Ranking. It is time, everybody. Look, Daniel Kilgore is already out there telling you that tanking is like a car wreck, and if he was out there on the Florida Highway Patrol on the construction workers or whatever, and he woefully patched up a hole and somebody got into a car accident or he'd be ruined for whatever. Anyway, listen, we're trying to be out here trying to figure out who the Dolphins should draft. All right? It's not mince words. All right? I know the players are upset that some fans are rooting for tanking. It is what it is, boys. I don't know what to tell you. All right? Don't lose 59-10 to the Ravens. It's just how it is. Don't have the worst margin for loss in the history of the NFL through four games.
Or trade your left tackle away for a couple of first round picks.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. If you don't want to tease us with a good time, don't tease us with a good time. So we have Robbie, who does two things extraordinary. Gamble and look at draft prospects. If you guys aren't familiar, we have a segment during draft season called Robbie's Draft Room. So this isn't Robbie's Draft Room. This is a power
just
ranking.
A little tease. A horse d'oeuvre. Just a morsel. Or hors d'oeuvres. I don't know what they call it.
All delicious. What's your favorite hors d'oeuvre?
Ooh, remember that when we went to the poker tournament?
Yeah.
They had that that rib thing. That was good.
That was good. The short rib or prime rib?
Yeah, it was like a short rib, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I'm a big fan too. Anything that's wrapped in bacon.
Oh yeah.
That's a good hors d'oeuvre.
Automatic.
That's a good hors d'oeuvre.
No. Here's why.
I'm gonna tell you why right now. I'm a fan of crunchy bacon.
Yes.
Anytime bacon is wrapped around something, not crunchy. I don't like noodle bacon.
All right, Robbie, it is time for your prospect power ranking. We are going to go with five. This is the list.
All right, we're going to go five up.
So we're going to go from five all the way to one.
Correct.
Five up.
Correct.
All right, Robbie.
I like that.
Number five.
Jeffrey Okuda, defensive back from Ohio State.
Oh.
Amazing in coverage, 6'1", 200. Now, the knock on him going into the season was he hadn't had an interception in his career. But he already has three this year so far in the early season.
Business has picked up. How about that?
Well, maybe they don't throw at him.
I don't know.
Well, he's getting thrown at left to right. In the Nebraska game, he had all sorts of interceptions. Now, the Nebraska quarterback was a little wobbly with his passes. But they weren't easy picks. He had to dive for him, make the excellent play to make the interception.
Now, just to clear up on your prospect list, are these prospect power rankings, is this just strictly your top five players?
Yes.
Or relates to the Dolphins via need? Well, the Dolphins need everything.
I mean, this is a general, yeah. They have 21 needs, so it's hard. Yeah, it's both, to answer your question.
Gotcha. Number four.
Grant Delpit, little hybrid safety cornerback from LSU.
Don't want that.
He's basically another Minka Fitzpatrick.
Right.
But he actually would be more willing to play multiple positions, unlike Minka Fitzpatrick.
Would he be?
He had a 5-5 season last year. He had 5 interceptions and 5 sacks as a defensive back.
That's pretty cool. Well, I don't feel like a lot of people are telling Ed Orgeron no. It feels like that would go poorly for you. All right, number three.
Number three, Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, Leroy! Number three,
and
big
number
upset.
Three.
Not a big upset. A
big upset. Everybody thinks he's number one. Robbie's saying no. Number three.
He's the best quarterback, I will say, of the group of quarterbacks out there. But he is playing on that loaded Alabama team. I still would like to see him be tested more.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, in the playoffs, or maybe he gets LSU in a couple weeks. He does scramble well. He does evade pressure very well. But that stat.
Question. This is a question. If he struggles against all the top talent, are we going to think differently of him, or are we already?
If he does, then if he gets exposed by,
I can't promise how I'm going to feel. I'm not going to do that. Listen, if I think he stinks, I'm going to say he stinks. If I think he's got some goods, then I'll say he's got goods. You can't do that to me.
Well, I'm saying
I don't want you to box me in right away.
I'm not boxing you in. I'm just saying everybody who's already determined what he's going to be.
You already got mad at me today because I mentioned some fodder about Tyler Hero and Bradley Beal. You got mad at me about that.
Can we the trade deadline's in like January?
For NBA?
February. Yeah. Right before the All-Star game.
Okay. Can we have a one-month hiatus on trade stuff? Can we let the season start?
Well, I did just retweet a poll from Heat Reddit. You guys can go follow. It's at Riley We Trust. He goes by the name Heat Guru on Twitter. And he put out the poll. If you had to pick, who would you rather have on the Heat right now if you could only have one of the following players, Tyler Hero or Bradley Beal? And the votes are piling in there, Leroy. I voted Tyler Hero. What?
Why are you lying to these people?
Number two, Robbie.
Andrew Thomas, offensive tackle from Georgia.
No.
Really?
6'5", 320. Well,
nope.
You might not want to take an offensive tackle in the board overall.
My head is going to explode if you take an offensive lineman.
Well, they have three first-round picks. They could take Andrew Thomas with the Pittsburgh
pick. Not if he's the number two or number three.
So what's the number? 10?
The third pick.
The third first-round pick.
He's not going to make it to the Houston pick.
I didn't say him. I said, when you take offensive lineman, then you don't have him then. You don't take him. That's fine.
I'm saying, he's really good.
Don't care.
What do you like about him, Robbie? Does he maul?
He's straight up maul. Pass protection. And there was questions about his, I mean, his footwork is out of control. And they said he wanted to build more strength, but they manhandled Notre Dame.
Now, so we're taking footwork notes from a guy who wears Crocs.
Now, Robbie,
a draft prospect.
The question being, could he be a right tackle for Tua?
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Wow.
Yes, he
about
can.
About that, Leroy. Old switcheroo.
Or maybe take him instead of Tua. I'm just kidding. But not this number one guy.
My head's going to just blow up.
This number one guy the Dolphins should consider.
Could you imagine how pissed all fans would be if you went a draft where you had three first-round picks and you took a tackle before a quarterback? Everybody would riot, Robbie.
It would riot.
It would not be good.
Like worse than Ted Ginn riot?
Yes.
Who's still playing football?
So what?
Brady Quinn's been out of football for 7 years.
I mean, what are you gonna lay on that bed of roses forever?
Yeah.
And number one, Robbie.
Right. Ted Ginn will still be playing.
This guy, I'm not saying the Dolphins should take this guy ahead of Tua.
He's already putting.
But it should be thought about. It should be talked about in the draft room. Chase Young, the defensive end from Ohio State, 6'5", 265. Guys, they played 5-6 games already. He already has 8.5 sacks.
Damn.
In 5-6 games.
Hmm.
It's just been all world, a wrecking machine out there on the defensive line. One of the best defensive. I mean, it could be next Myles Garrett without the penalties.
So he's bigger than Myles Garrett, though. Myles Garrett isn't that big, is he? I don't think Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett, I find scary.
He's like, who are you more afraid of? Myles Garrett or Khalil Mack?
No, Khalil Mack strikes so much fear into me. I feel like Khalil Mack could beat all the monsters on the planet.
Yeah, Myles Garrett, only 6'4", 270.
Right.
I mean, the biggest freak specimen is Donald, isn't it?
No, Jadeveon Clowney.
Really?
That dude's 290 and can run.
Yeah, I saw him run on that.
Well, no, he's Jadeveon Clowney's not 290, but he ran a 4.5 at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the other guy that went in front of Reggie Bush?
Oh, Mario Williams.
Mario Williams was the guy who was just 280, 290 outside pass rusher.
Terrible on the Dolphins.
I mean, so are a lot of people.
Whatever, man.
It was crazy. He wasn't, was he really? He never really.
Didn't do anything.
Right.
Didn't do anything. Supposedly, pass rushers are supposed to be able to, you know, age a little bit better.
Keep pass producing. Rushers? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Mario Williams, when he got to the Dolphins, checked out. It's kind of like a lot of people do.
Robert Quinn, you know, he kind of mailed it in. Now he's great with
Dallas.
Now
he's amazing with Dallas. You know who did that? Carlos Dansby.
Yeah.
Awesome. Came to the Dolphins. Terrible. Left. Awesome again. Ridiculous.
I don't think I ever had anything like that in my career. Not where I went back to a team, but that, like, the style of football that I played worked everywhere. So it wasn't like. Sometimes these guys can only play in certain types of systems because of their size or what they do.
Something tells me you would have been a bum if you came to the Dolphins.
Yeah, you would have.
I almost did.
Did you?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really? When?
The year I retired, the Dolphins were considering signing me and said they signed what's his name from Buffalo? The running back.
Thurman Thomas.
Yeah.
But so you were just you're like, whatevs. That was it?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Because you could have been home.
Right. But I had a contract to go back to Minnesota. Mm. I was just like, well, let's see. Well,
I think I know what your reaction was.
Yeah. It was full Quinville. All right. Tyler here lit it up yesterday. Heat fans are buzzing with their first round pick being awesome. We'll be back with more after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.